little orphaned Annie come to our house and stay, and wash the cups and saucers up, and brush the crumbs away, and peel the chickens off the porch, and dust the hearth and sweep, and make the fire and bake the bread, and earn her board and eat. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we sit around the kitchen fire and have the mostest fun, are listening to the witch tales that Annie tells about, and the goblin that gets you if you don't watch out. Once there was a little boy wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler and his daddy heard him bawl, and when they turned the tivers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room and cubby hole and press, and seeked him up the chimbley flue and everywheres, I guess. But all they ever found was this his handsome roundabout, and the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And one time a little girl would always laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And once when they was company and old folks was there, she mocked them and shocked them and said she didn't care. And this, as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, they were two great black things a-standing by her side. And they smacked her through the ceiling, for she knows what she's about. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And little orphan Annie says, when the blaze is blue, and the lamp wick sputters, and the wind goes, and you hear the crickets quit, and the moon is gray, and the lightning bugs and dew is all squenched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish them that love you, and dry the orphan's tear, and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, or the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. When I was just a little bit of weeny teeny kid, I made up a fairy tale all by myself, I did. Once upon a time, once there was a fairy king, and everything he had was gold, his clothes and everything, and all the other fairies in his golden palace hall had to hump and hustle, cause he was boss of all. He have a golden trumpet, and when he blow on that, it's a sign he want his boots or his coat or hat. There's a sign for everything, and all the fairies knowed every sign and come to hoppin' when the king blowed. Once he blowed and telled them all, saddle up your bees, fireflies is getting fat and sassy as you please. Guess we'll go a-huntin'. So they hunt a little bit till the king blowed supper time, and then they all quit. Then they have a banquet in the palace hall, and it's et and et and et. Then they have a ball. And when the queen of fairyland come a-promenadin' through, the king says and halts her, guess I'll marry you.